Okay, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. On to other business. Land use map information to review for April 30, 2008 meeting. Mr. Lang?
Give me a sec, please.
Yes, sir.
While he's gathering that, Mr. Smith, I just wanted to say, reason for the pause is we weren't used to such brief motions.
You caught me on that one.
We thought you were catching your breath and getting ready to start on the next phase.
Change the zones, though. Those, you know, they're fairly straightforward.
Cheap sheets are, the cheap seats are up front if you want to move up there, Mr. Hall. We know she were napping earlier, but that's okay.
Well, that changes. Make notes if you hear it.
You gonna turn that so the audience can see?
Yep. Sure will. Well, this map doesn't come out very good because it shows all the parcels and a lot of the areas of the county all of a sudden went black. Because they're so small. A lot of black spots. You can sit up here in my chair if you want. We're only gonna be a second.
Yeah, because you're just passing out tonight, right?
I'm just passing things out, that's all.
Everybody can't sit in Mr. Lang's chair.
That's right.
You gotta be special.
I apologize to Rick and Shane because I ran out of the main color land use maps to include.
Is that a color one?
There'd be a color one on top.
I'm sure they know where to find them.
What I'm passing out is a copy of the map from the land use plan, future land use map. It includes, and then there's 14 additional pages, which shows all the requests that we received from individuals, hoping that they could be included in the
Thank you.
Development areas. Everybody got one?
That's got the map put inside it. What I did, I highlighted the,
I circled the spots that are on this map and don't show very well. The purpose of the agenda for this evening is just that we provided information so we can review it on the 30th. But I wanted to show you what they were real quick if I could. Okay.
Take your time.
I tried to number them. 14 includes 21 sites. It probably includes 50 parcels altogether because some of them have multiple parcels. Number one would be the Woodbridge School property as an extension to the Bridgeville growth area.
Lawrence, let me just back up on that one, just so I'm clear on this. So when it says area already mapped, that means that because it already shows up on that map.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
The areas that are marked, labeled, already mapped are already on the land use map. These have been projects that have come in since months before we did the final map. I just wanted to let you know that they were included.
Thanks.
So there were other areas that weren't.
Okay.
These are properties that are asking to be included.
Some of them are, but some of them are already included by staff for the purpose of development of the future land use map for the presentation of public hearing. That's one of them.
So if it's already mapped, that's one that the staff had already included.
Staff had.
Right.
The next one would be the area around Bethel. That's the letter that was received. The interesting part about the Bethel, just in rumor being that the residents of Bethel anticipate 15 residents within the next 20 years. And this includes 700 or 800 acres of development areas for expansion of Bethel by individual citizenry that's outside of Bethel. And so you can see it butts right up to Bethel.
So these are property owners requesting this. It's not
right, it's property owners requesting. It's not our suggestion. It's something we have to get consideration to because they requested it. So we have to give consideration each one on the 30th or whenever.
No.
That was three different property owners or their families.
Is it a all or nothing deal?
Well, it could be.
I mean, as far as
you could do part of it, or you could do all of it. It's your option.
You just circled them as far as
areas.
We're
just showing the area. Show the area. Okay. The map that I provided with it shows the properties in question. There are both sides of Route 78 and northwest of Bethel. The next parcel would be number three, the parcel just off Route 24 and 494, and that's right next door to the Laurel landfill. And it's not close to the town center or a developing area around Laurel, which I've shown you where they are also.
No.
The fourth one is, you'll note that we have a yellow area on that map. It shows mostly the Blackwater Creek RPCs, where the stars are. And additionally, that's the expansion of that area. That's already mapped on the land use map. The blue area is a proposed expansion for the purpose of a sub-regional district study. So it was requested that that property be included in the as a proposed expansion to the already mapped development area on that side. One thing I would note on that you see a lot of little parcels that have been excluded. That's because individual property owners made this request. So if you did decide to include that, you should pick up these little parcels rather than leave them stranded in inside boundaries. Or you could revise the lines a little bit. The next request is...
Mr. Smith had a question.
On
this one, is this a proposed expansion to be GR?
No. Just an expansion of the development district.
Just an expansion of the
development. Not a zoning change.
Not a zoning change. All right. Okay. Thank you.
The fifth one is a property. It includes three or four parcels. It's east of Laurel, and it's next to an ag preservation permanent easement. That's a request by one farmer owning all four parcels. The next one, number six, would be at Allendale. There's two sites there, one that's already mapped. And you can see it on your land, future land use map, that it's already within the boundaries of the growth area around Allendale. And the blue area, which is a request, is a property that's not a part of the growth area, first phase or second phase of the Allendale land use plan. But it's a request that we
or the sewer.
Or the sewer plan, that's exactly right. The sewer district goes right around it, goes down both sides of it, but it doesn't include it. Because they base their plans on the Allendale land use plan. The next one would be number seven. Number seven is Eagle's Nest Church School. It includes some commercial areas, Snooki's Speed Shop, and a small retail in that area, and goes down to the intersections, up to the intersection 234, down Route 1 to Route 16, and back up 235. That's already mapped. That was given consideration because of all the things that are already there. There's commercial zones already existing in that area. There's residences, there's commercial, school, church. It looked like a place that should be a development district as far as the activities that already exist. And then we had a request by an individual. It's an L-shaped piece. It shows up in the blue, request proposed. That's a property that he requested because in the 2002 plan, it showed up as in a development area. Town of Allendale changed their concept of where the development areas would go around Milton, and they took that portion out. So it took out all the east side, developed more to the west. The next proposal is on Route 30. It would be number eight. That's contiguous almost to the Milton growth area, but we've already approved it as a cluster subdivision. So it's one that you may or may not have to include because it's already got preliminary approval. But it was requested prior to doing the map also. The next one would be the Harbison area. It includes all of Harbison, all of Beaver Creek, all of Lazy Lake, all of the strip lots along Route 291. It includes the area of the sewer facility and water facility that's north of Route 9 that serves Beaver Creek and goes over to Cool Spring Farms. It's already mapped. That was done at the request of one of the councilmen back when we were working on the maps originally before it went to advertisement. And the blue area was originally an ag preservation district under the other than a 10-year program, has been requested for inclusion in the growth area. And you can see they're probably a couple hundred feet apart. So it's just something you would give consider if you want to expand that parcel over to the area that's already mapped and pick up whatever's in between or not included at all.
Is that Bruce West Chicken Farm? That one? This one?
Newhen Farm. I'm not sure. The person requesting that individual site was Pret Dyer. So it's something that's been purchased since. The next one is number 10. That includes an area already mapped. It's included, would be included in the environmentally sensitive developing area. I've drawn the yellow line just to show that it goes over, all the way up to Route 261. You'll note that the dark, heavy line is the environmentally sensitive boundary. It includes two large parcels and the, I can't remember the name of it, I went blank. What's the name of that? There's an old park there that's just
Pinetown?
Pinetown, yeah. That's Pinetown. It was picked up in the SOAR district. So the SOAR district's already extended across that site just to pick up Pinetown. And we had a request, and that's originally, that was already mapped. So you go over to Route 1 and Route 88. We had three parcel requests. I put a dotted line in between the three to show they were at the public hearing with at the commission. That one is the Robert Robertson property, one's a Thomas Robertson property, one's Overbrook Acres. And they would be 600 foot included within the boundaries of the environmentally sensitive, and they're requesting inclusion into the environmentally sensitive district. And if you were favorable towards that when you discuss it next week, you should also consider picking up the subdivision of right next door, which you can see the subdivision lots, and pick that up into the district also if you supported that. Well, County Engineering hasn't really commented on that. They didn't seem to have an objection to the part in yellow. The next item is a small spot. I almost didn't put it on for your consideration. You remember a few years ago we rezoned a property B1 at the request of Hal Dukes because he couldn't get C1, but it was not appropriate based on the land use plan. And he's asking for considerations more of his rezoning than he is for B1. There's nothing around it. It's a floater. It's next to other commercial zoning, but it's not not a site that's even close to the development district.
Is that Indian Mission?
Yeah, it's just near Pontoon Express.
Right.
So, Lawrence, on this one, when it's although it's yellow, it's not actually been...
The yellow is a circle just to highlight it because the color of the map wouldn't pick it up. Right, so the arrow goes right through that. It's just a small parcel, a couple acres.
Is that where he has his storage units now?
Right, same site. And the reason he's asking is that you got B1 zoning, and then we've got two applications pending where he wanted to get conditional uses for the aerial towers that you put on boats. One guy's building stainless steel, one guy's building another method. Within his warehouses, and they had to apply for conditional uses. Number 12 would be the White Farm, which is north and west of Millsboro, and it's also adjacent to the county landfill. It's an area requested in our public hearing and also in the council's public hearing. And Route 20 runs right through the middle of it. The town of Millsboro hasn't responded and doesn't want to comment on it until they review their land use plan and their schedule for 2009. The one thing, if you considered it, you could consider it as drawn. You notice that there's three or four subdivisions just south of it. If you decide to include that portion south of 20, you should include those subdivisions since they're already existing anyway, just to make the line connect to what the town's already has in their plans. The next two are actually already on the map, number 13 and 14. Number 13 is the area that was proposed for incorporation into the town of Millville under the Millville by the Sea proposal. started on the map. And this last one, number 14, is the Johnson Corner Sewer District, which we incorporated on the map into the environmentally sensitive developing area since it was approved sewer district. Made more sense to make it a part of the environmentally sensitive than just a development district. And that's the only thing we've received from individuals as far as letters, conversations. I think that's why that's all we've received.
Question for you, Mr. Lang, about number 12, the one that's adjacent to the county landfill.
Right.
How's the county approached other subdivisions that are close to landfills? I know we had the one that was on 18404 that we recently approved.
I can answer that too, because it's through county engineering. County engineering's looked at those on a case-by-case basis. There's actually a landfill. There's I forget the name of it, but that deals with whether you can have individual wells within so many feet of the landfill. But it also, like on this one, what they've, because they've been looking at it for a while, county engineering, it's on one side of the stream and the landfill's on the other, and I think groundwater flows one way as opposed to this way. So in other words, they look at each one on a case-by-case basis. And what they do is either through their comments or through acquisition, they may require additional buffers, you know, on a site plan, or they may buy some. Depends.
They've had conversation over the last 18 months or so with the developers, but they've never come into any agreement.
Right.
Whether they would want fencing or buffer or acreage or whatever to separate it. The concern is the stream, and the stream just barely shows up. The stream is on the southern property line of the landfill and goes all the way through the site.
Yeah.
So there's a concern about the stream.
Yeah.
Because of the leachate that comes out of the landfill. That's what they're concerned.
I think there's monitoring wells on this property, too.
There's monitoring wells on both properties, right. And it includes actually, well, it doesn't really show it well, but there's like three parcels, large acres on those, on that track.
But I like that, I'll reiterate what Lauren said. There's been ongoing discussions about working with the county on that and how, you know, if they ever applied for something.
And they're still having discussions.
Yeah. I think they're still, maybe, I know at one point they were talking to Millsboro about trying to get annexed in, too. But,
Yeah, they have, but like I said, Millsboro wasn't interested this time because they feel they would like to wait until they come up with their 2009 plan to see which way they're going to.
Might be a good place for them to put a new water well. Go along with all the other contamination.
The staff looked at it, and we said, well, just the staff opinion. If this was expanded, it should, we thought, just our office said you can stay probably south of 20, and pick up those developments that exist just next to the property just to give it a, include those parcels because they're already developed.
Mm-hmm. Or just wait
but
for...
They're still talking to the engineer and whether or not the engineer would support it. We would ask for an engineering comment before we get, hopefully maybe before the 30th, perhaps something we can tell you about what the engineer is.
What is the procedure with this? We go to these sites?
No, well you can, but what we've done, the purpose of doing these maps is to let you know what we received with interest in expansion of the development. And I give them to you tonight so you could see them, so you could discuss them more fully on the 30th. One of the biggest things of the land use plan is the map to resolve how the map's going to look.
And what's ramp for?
Check them all, or half of them are already in. Look at the ones in yellow are already in.
That's the one that staff's already said. That's our suggestion that may be in.
Yeah, we've already suggested. They've already been included in your review. Or you might see something else where you think it should be a little smaller or it should be a little bigger that we didn't show here. But you need to compare this because it doesn't show the 2002 boundaries and it doesn't show specifically the future land use map that was held in public hearing, which you have before you anyway. But you can compare the two different parcels. This map shows the parcels. The future land use map that I just gave, the smaller one, doesn't show all the parcels. That's why this one came out so dark, because all the parcels at that scale just tilted in black to kind of smooth it off as far as the visual effect of seeing even my surface. It's big enough, it's hard to see.
Mr. Lang, what's the ramification of either it being included or excluded?
I don't know if there's any ramification excluding them, other than the individual is going to be upset that he didn't get his request
But I mean, for the property owner who wants it to be included, if it the recommendation is that be excluded, what's the ramification for that property owner?
I'm not doing
that. Yeah, I mean, what it gets back to is what the comp plan says is appropriate for the developing areas. You know, you got to look at the rest of the comp plan for that.
If it's included, then we you get your recommendation to include it in the boundaries, and we get the council's support. We've still got to go. Plus, we've got to give it consideration, or the state planning office has to give it consideration. They're all mostly small, other than one over by.
Like to give you an example.
That's large.
Like on the environmentally sensitive developing areas, which not all these are, you know. But if a couple of them, Lawrence said, were, that would get them, you know, that smaller lot size that you could get. It takes you out of the cluster, you know, sort of area for a subdivision, that type of thing. You know, and the other uses that'd be appropriate. If you're in a developing area, like environmentally sensitive, like we just had. You know, you might be governed by the village scale shopping centers versus another developing area that's not environmentally sensitive. So you got to sort of compare the rest of the comp plan with what's suggested for the developing areas versus what's not.
But basically, you know, there's 14 sheets of 21 requests, of which 10 are already on the map. And we held those, we reviewed those in public hearing. But really, you're looking at 11, unless you feel you could take some of the others out. Not necessarily, but even something else on the map you might not like.
But if we were to recommend that something not be included in a, you know, developing growth area, does that prevent them from being able to develop it?
No. There's a couple of them that we've already told the applicants that your zone AR, you could develop it under the cluster concept, you could develop it as a standard subdivision. Basically, that's what he's got around him. One of them is what he's got around you on two sides. Standard subdivision lots. Not necessarily unreasonable to be able to apply for a subdivision in that case. Rather, he would be a floater as far as being a development district, and it would be small. I don't think you should have individual sites picked out to be development districts unless they're super large and they're adjacent to a development district already.
Right.
And so, again, the purpose of this little presentation tonight is just so you get a feel for what we received. If you need copies of the correspondence giving the reasoning, we can provide it. Just have to copy it. I didn't want to give you too much. Some are just flat out requests. Some weren't even any letters. They just sent us a copy of a survey. But they called and said we're parcel such and such. We'd like to be incorporated. No reason. But some of them are a little lengthy. Which I received, like for example, the Hudson Management for the White Farm, you received that last at the meeting in the public hearing. And they provide additional information to the council Tuesday night.
Thank you.
That's all I have right now.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I have something briefly. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hand down copies of the minutes of the meeting of November 29th, 2007. Just to refresh your memories, this item was deferred back on November the 29th. I'll be formulating a motion for this on or before May the 14th, and I just thought it would be helpful for you each to have, so when it comes up, you'll know which one we're talking about.
All right, sir. We thank you for your consideration, because that has been a while.
Yes.
Anything else, gentlemen?
I gave everybody books for the two hearings on the 8th.
Yes, you did. Done. Anything else?
Meeting on the 30th. Is it 3 o'clock?
Is it 3?
Is it Wednesday?
3 o'clock.
Wednesday at 3.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay.